Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Clumsy Bookworm Podcast. For my first book tag episode, I thought it would be kind of fun to do the newbie tag. You can find these on BookTube and Bookstagram and everything, too. And I thought I would just take one and convert it into a podcast episode. So the first question is, why did you start this channel? And I've already touched on this a little bit in my Who is the Clumsy Bookworm trailer episode. But basically, I just discovered that book podcasting was a thing last week. I stumbled upon it. I was working on my WordPress blog, and an ad popped up and it just said, like, grow your audience of your blog with Anchor. And I had no idea what Anchor was. And it said podcasting. So I clicked on it and kind of started exploring that. And then I realized through searches and stuff that other people were doing book podcasts. And I thought that was really cool. And as I've mentioned before, I've wanted to start a BookTube channel for years. I discovered the book community in general in 2016, and I started out in Bookstagram, but then I quickly discovered BookTube, and I've wanted to make one ever since. But as I've mentioned, I'm super awkward. Like, I am kind of a socially awkward person, and then you put a camera in front of me and it magnifies that awkwardness by like 150%. I don't know why or what to do about it exactly. I've tried numerous times to film myself different ways and kind of give it a go, but I don't know. It's really awkward and I don't feel that it really represents me as I am or that people would be interested in watching me be that awkward. So I kind of just keep it in the back of my mind as something that I wish I could do, but that just isn't for me at this particular time, but to keep trying. But then now that I've discovered book podcasts, I thought, well, hey, you know, that might be something that's more my speed. So I decided to give it a go, and here we are. Okay, so question two is, why do you love reading? And I think I love reading because you just get to go to so many different worlds and places, and you get to meet all these different characters, and you can meet them for the first time, or you can reread books, and it feels like catching up with old friends. And I think, too, in addition to letting you go to all these different places and travel to all these wonderful fictional lands, it also, I think, just gives you a different, like, a fuller perspective on life, if that makes sense. Like, you know, we're each one person with our own views and everything, but by reading all the perspectives of these different characters, it kind of opens your mind to all different worldviews and perspectives and ideas, and I really like that. And I also love reading just because it's fun. I just find it, like I say, it's just fun. I've always enjoyed it from the time I was very small. And if life has me down, you know, it's definitely a form of escapism for me. I've always enjoyed it, and I plan to continue doing that, well, forever as far as I'm concerned. I think I'm a lifelong reader, that's for sure. I kind of lost my train of thought there, so I apologize. That answer probably got a little bit off track, but yeah. What do I love about reading? Basically everything. Okay. Question three is, what series or book got you into reading? And I'd have to say that for me, that was the Little House on the Prairie series. My grandmother read it to me when I was very small. And then when I got a little bit older and was able to read on my own, I decided that I wanted to reread them on my own. And that was the first series that I ever read, and that inspired a lifelong love of reading. And then I would beg my grandmother to take me to the library and get book after book after book. So yeah. And then I guess what series got me into fantasy, because I'm a pretty big fantasy reader now, would probably be Harry Potter. I read that in high school, and I was a huge Potterhead. So yeah. Okay, let's see what the next one is. Question four is, when did you start reading? I think I kind of answered that in the last question, but I started reading on my own, I think, when I was about 8 years old with the Little House series, and then that continued, and I basically read everything that I could get my hands on. I remember when I was a preteen and a teenager, my grandmother would take me to the library, and I read basically every book that I could find in the children's / YA section that was historical or fantasy based, and some contemporary. And then when I ran out of those, I started branching out into the adult section. And then once I got older, then I would buy my own books, and then I discovered ebooks and audiobooks and things like that too. But yeah, basically I've been reading for almost my entire life at this point, and I wouldn't want to have it any other way. Okay, question five is, what do you think is going to be most challenging about starting your new channel? And I think my challenge is basically first to get over my shyness and my awkwardness that I mentioned before. I haven't been finding it too bad on the podcast. I think if I was filming a video, like if it was a BookTube newbie tag, then you would all understand what I'm talking about my kind of awkwardness. I don't know what it is, but I'm finding it much better on the podcasting with just the audio. So, but I think just getting over my shyness, I am a rather introverted, shy person. So I find that getting involved in the book community online has really been helping me with that. So, but I think that I'll keep working on that. And then another challenge I think will just be time. Right? Finding the time to do all these things and adding this new element to it. I'm a special needs teacher, so I work full-time at a high school. And then I'm also doing my master's of education in special education right now, part-time. So I take night classes for that. So I have assignments for that. And then I have my husband and our kids and our pets. So it's just, I have a very busy, full life. And then I have all my clumsy bookworm stuff that I do online. So I have, right now I have Instagram, right? My bookstagram, which takes a lot of my time because I devote a lot of my weekends to taking the photos for that and catching up with comments. And then I also have the Clumsy Bookworm blog that I keep updated regularly. And then I am trying to keep up with my reading. And then, you know, when I get ARCs, then I feel more pressure to read those. So it's, yeah, it's busy. So then I do think that it is a challenge to add yet another aspect to the whole clumsy bookworm thing, right? Like we've got Bookstagram and the blog, and now I'm saying, oh, let's add a podcast. So I think finding the time for it all will be challenging, but I am very excited about this outlet. I think that I'm really, so far I am enjoying podcasting, and I think I'm going to keep enjoying it. So even though I think it'll make me extra busy, I'm very excited about it, and I hope whoever's listening out there is enjoying it. And yeah, definitely feel free to let me know if you are enjoying it and what content you'd like to see, because if there's a certain kind of video you'd like me to make, just let me know. Okay, and question six is our last question, and that is, what kind of books do you like to read? And I feel like I've touched on that a little bit, but basically my favorite genres are fantasy and historical fiction, but I also enjoy literary fiction as well, and some contemporary and some romance. You know, like I'm pretty open with my genres. I don't tend to read a lot of horror books because I get scared really easily and I don't particularly like it, so I just stay away from those. I haven't really tried a whole lot of thrillers either, but I've been watching a lot of videos on reviews that people do like, of people who do like them, and I wouldn't mind branching out eventually and giving those a try as well. But yeah, basically fantasy and historical fiction for sure. And then I read a lot of YA, but I also read a lot of adult as well. So YA fantasy or adult fantasy or historical fiction, things like that. So yeah, basically I'm open to everything, but I definitely enjoy those genres in particular. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the newbie tag questions. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. I will have more content posted soon. And in the meantime, if you'd like to check out my Bookstagram, you can find me on Instagram as The Clumsy Bookworm. Or if you're interested in my full book reviews and other posts, you can always check out my blog at theclumsybookworm.com. Okay, again, thanks for listening and happy reading.